From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The presidents of the U.S. and Russia offer conflicting viewpoints.
Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin clashed sharply today at the United Nations on how to end 4 years of fighting in Syria. Ahead of a face-to-face meeting between the two world leaders set for later in the day, Mr. Obama told the annual U.N. General Assembly gathering that after so much bloodshed and carnage, Syria cannot return to a pre-war status quo. He called for a managed transition to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But Mr. Putin, making his first UN speech in a decade, warned that it would be an enormous mistake to not cooperate with the Assad government in fighting the Islamic State insurgents trying to oust the Syrian leader. He called for a broad coalition to combat Islamic State fighters, much like the anti-Hitler alliance that fought together in World War II. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Monday that the nuclear deal agreed to between the six major powers in Tehran should signal a new era and help lead to peace and stability in the Middle East. Speaking at the annual gathering of world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly, Mr. Rouhani said the nuclear deal is not the final objective, but a development which can and should be the basis of further achievements to come. He said Iran would not forget the international sanctions imposed on it, but is eager to show it can choose a lasting peace based on development and shared interests. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.